RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Tapped into the youngest in charge of Noah Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn as we roll throughout the program as well. He spoke before we went on air at about 3:30, went right up to the buzzer. So plenty of day after thoughts coming from him as we move throughout the show. If you want to keep the conversation going on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. Washington Commanders yesterday with really one of their most impressive wins of the Dan Quinn era, if I'm being real, man. Just because they were able to dominate a team that was favored coming in. Yes, the Chargers were a little bit banged up, but when you take the temperature of football fans around the world here, when you take the temperature of folks that cover the National Football League, the Chargers feel like they are firmly in that contender conversation. And not only did you go into their crib and beat them, you didn't just beat them, you dominated. So the question I'm going to ask on the phones at 301-230-0980 is this, and we'll get into the defense back half of this hour. Did Sunday's victory over LA, does it make you look at this group differently? 301-230-0980. What do I mean by that? I think going into the game, I feel like all year, I've continued to talk about Washington as one of the 7 or 8 teams in the NFL that have a legitimate shot to win the Super Bowl. After that loss Sunday against Atlanta, I know a lot of folks threw cold water on that take, threw cold water on that premise. Well, after Sunday against the Chargers, how are you feeling about the Washington Commanders? Was Sunday a performance that turns around their season? Was Sunday a performance that they can build off of and that'll spark some things moving forward? Or was it just 1 week? 301-230-0980 is the number. And you brought up something earlier saying that a week 5 game should not define your season. And I think you were spot on with that, and I totally agree. Can a week 5 victory against a contender, can that change the sphere in which you look at the team through, the lens in which you look at the team through?
Yeah, I think when you look defensively, what we were able to do, and granted, they had a beat-up offensive line.
But that's everybody. You're going to play teams.
Both of their tackles are gone though.
Yeah, and they lost. And they lost their third tackle in the game.
Yeah, and Mekhi Becton was also, you know, in and out of the lineup. Like, that is huge. So I think when you factor that in, yeah, you can sort of kind of look at the team differently. But I want to see this team, you know, have this kind of success against other, you know, contenders that aren't, you know, as injury ravaged as, you know, the Chargers were. But I think from a skill standpoint, the fact that you still had Keenan Allen, Ladd McConkey, Quinn Johnston, the fact we held Justin Herbert to, what was it, like 160 yards passing?
Something terrible.
I think that is a plus that you can take. There were a few things that I didn't like about the defense, though. The fact they went 9 for 16 on third down, I think that's a little concerning. You got to be able to get them off the field. But the fact that we were able to, you know, force those turnovers, I think is huge. And hopefully, like, turnovers are those things that are, like, fluky. Like, but I think they come in bunches. Like, You look at the game against the Lions. We had 5 in that game. So I think if this game on Sunday can be, you know, the start of something where we're constantly turning teams over, I think that can definitely be the silver lining.
I think it may have started last week again in Atlanta when Mikey Samuelson caught that first pick. I think, and we mentioned this last week, you're right. Turnovers 100% come in bunches. Now it feels like every week you're going out there expecting to turn someone over. But that's the thing, and we'll get into this in more detail as we talk about Dan Quinn's defense. It's a group that, to me, throughout the course of time with him in the NFL, and going specifically back to his time in Dallas, it is a defense that is heavily dependent upon chaos. And I wonder, like, can you count on creating the chaos week in and week out? That's the thing for me. Can you count on creating that chaos week in and week out? I don't know if it's realistic to think that they'll force 2 turnovers every week, but I think what led to the turnovers is the important part. Quan Martin was able to force that turnover by putting his head on the football and just making a textbook tackle, and the ball came out. Mikey Samuels still caught that pick because of a superior inside rush from Johnny Newton, in which he's able to get his hands up and cause some chaos. My question is the turnover forcing thing sustainable? Is it something that you can count on? They were able to get after Justin Herbert yesterday as well, and I don't have here, let's pull it up real quick here to get you the exact numbers, because I do think this was a big part of the equation yesterday as well when it comes to the defense in particular. You were able to get after him. And I think that, to me, is the key for this Commanders defense, and it may be the key for the season moving forward. When you're able to win up front and generate pressure and impact the other team's quarterback, your defense is going to play well. The bigger picture point to me, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, I guess we're just going to acknowledge it for what it is, this secondary will not play well, will not look good. They will give up big plays. The coverage will not hold up if they don't get pressure. And I think that's going to be a talking point throughout the duration of the season.
Yeah, I think Joe Witt also just did a good job from a scheming pressure standpoint. Like, I think in games past, quarterbacks know who was coming. Yesterday, you didn't necessarily know who was coming. We had free rushers. This is the first time we've actually had guys coming scot-free. Deron Payne right up the A-gap. You know, Jordan McGee, Bobby Wagner, like, these guys coming free because Joe was doing a good job of, you know, scheming pressure, and Justin Herbert not necessarily knowing where the pressure's coming from. But I think for this team, our ceiling is going to depend on our defense. Offensively, we scored 18-plus points for 22 straight games. You know, I have I have all the faith and confidence in the offense to go out there and put up points. It's our defense. Can we go out there and get stops? Can we get teams off the field? Can we get Jaden Daniels back to football?
301-230-0980 is the number. We'll open up the phones. Your thoughts from yesterday. Let's go to Teddy in Silver Spring. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I love you like cooked food. I love you like cooked food, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Sometimes, man, you're either too over-pessimistic or over-sized. First of all, man, you forgot all about Alfred Morris, who was a beast his rookie year because he had a running quarterback the same way Bill is being a beast right now.
Yeah, but so Teddy, are you really going to sit here and try to compare Alfred to Bill? That must mean, hey, brother. Say it with me. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. I don't know ball. Say it. If you're going to try to sit here, Teddy, and you my man. I rock with you, Slim. If you're going to say that Bill, they're not even in the same stratosphere as a talent. Bill's way more explosive, way more dynamic. Bill is a home run hitter, Slim. You see it.
Did Alfred Morris have 1,500, 1,600 yards his rookie season?
Alfred Morris also was getting 20 carries a game.
I'm just saying, bro.
I know.
Let it play out a little bit.
I hear you.
It's four games. Let it play out. And then secondly, you're going to compare Jaden Daniels to Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was not a great leader, bro. Did he throw his team under the bus? Did he throw Shaq under the bus? Did he quit on his team when he felt like he didn't have enough talent? Jaden Daniels is much more evolved as a leader at this point in his career than Kobe was at this point in his career.
That's fair.
That's okay,
all,
cool.
That's all you got? Look, we won, so we can agree to disagree today.
No, man. I mean, hey, man. We can still be happy. I just got to put my arms around you sometimes.
No, go ahead, brother. Look, everybody need a little love and care, brother. That's all. Look. Appreciate you as always, Teddy. 301-230-0980. Right. I think the best point that he made in the call was the Kobe part. Would you say that Kobe Bryant was a bad leader? I think Kobe Bryant was a dynamic leader. The ability to get the best out of your teammates the way that he was able to, I think it may not. Everyone's leadership style ain't going to look the same. It's not. And look, Jaden had to cuss people out yesterday. I watched Kobe cuss people out. I watched Michael Jordan fight Steve Kerr in practice. You're going to say that Jordan's not a good leader? Because he was a little prickly with his teammates? I'm telling you, there have been some closed-door conversations in that building where Jaden Daniels have probably had to get in somebody's ass. And it hasn't come to the forefront.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said everybody's leadership, you know, looks different.
Yeah.
I think Kobe, he more so was a guy that led by example. Like, he's going to show you he's going to be the first person in the gym, the last person to leave the gym. He's going to get there early. He's going to work twice as hard as you. I think when it came to, you know, messaging with his, you know, teammates and, you know, getting that stuff across, I think he was, you know, sometimes too blunt and, you know, people didn't take his words. And,
well, let me ask you this. You think Tyler Biadasz and them appreciated him saying, get effing set?
I think they're different, though. Football players different, though.
Yeah, but I mean, they still grown men at the end of the
day. You're right.
So if you're going to complain about Kobe being prickly to his teammate, you think that wasn't prickly yesterday from Jaden? He cussed him out, told him to get effing set. He was throwing dudes out of the huddle in camp.
Yeah, but I think
get off my field style.
I think Kobe also the fact that he was a little arrogant, you know, didn't necessarily help.
You don't think that?
Yeah,
y'all need to listen to Jaden.
You think Jaden's arrogant?
Did you see his response yesterday?
What?
To,
his knee?
How's your knee look? How'd your knee feel out there?
Y'all tell me. I mean,
come on, man.
What you mean? The media, everybody speculating. You talking about the brace. He looked funny. Like, he running at 50%, 60%. Like, come on, bro. Like, he hears it. He sees it. So, y'all tell me what y'all seeing.
What y'all missing with him?
I don't think that had to do with arrogance.
He pulling one over on y'all. The boy is slicker than a can of oil. It's literally, he's bad, man. And for that reason, I'm going to continue to rock with him. 301-230-0980 is the number. I see you all lined up on the phones. We'll get to you coming up on the other side. Plus, we'll begin to get into this defense in great detail as well. The number one thing that stood out about this Washington Commanders defense yesterday, I'll give you that next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
301-230-0980 is the number here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Lenoe Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock in the 6 o'clock hour. About Ryan Fowler going to join the program. We get his thoughts on Washington's, can I say it, dominating performance yesterday, Sunday, against the Los Angeles Chargers. What else we got coming up here on the show, Ant-Man? I want to give some love to a certain group of people a little bit later on in the show. And what did I say earlier when I gave my my Luke McCaffrey apology? I said I'm a man first when I do this. I'm a man first. So when I say something and then the opposite happens, it's not waffling. It's not flip-flopping. It is me just addressing and updating the take with new information, people. That's it. I'm updating my takes with new information. I have a take that I do need to update a little bit later on in the show, and it is about a certain draft class. That's your teaser right there. I want to get into this defense, though, man. It was a dominating performance from Washington on that side of the football, and I get it. There is the backdrop of no Rashawn Slater, no Joe Alt. Mekhi Becton was in and out of the lineup the entirety of the game. Amarion Hampton just got put on a four-game IR with a twisted ankle. You lost him during the contest yesterday. Trey Pipkins, the backup to the backup, went down yesterday as well. And the Chargers offensively were the walking wounded. I don't care about that. The bottom line is this. The Washington Commanders suffocated the L.A. Chargers defensively. When you are able to keep a team out of the end zone for three consecutive quarters, you've got my attention. You've got my attention. Here is the silver lining in Washington's defensive effort yesterday to me. It was all about this pass rush. They were able to consistently get after Justin Herbert. And Ant briefly touched on it. I will go on it in more detail here. Joe Witt Jr., for all of the criticisms that he had, that he received this past week, unfairly, I might add, I thought he called a hell of a game in terms of understanding when to pressure and when not to pressure. I thought he did a good job disguising the pressures. How many times, Ant, did they walk up 7 guys to the line of scrimmage and then only ended up rushing 4 on obvious blitzing downs?
Mm-hmm.
Thought he deserved a lot of credit for that. I want to get to the blitz rate for the game and for the week. The team that blitzed the most this past weekend was the Cincinnati Bengals. Washington blitzed at a 24.4% clip. Guess how much they blitzed the week prior against Atlanta? 28%. It's just your pressures were far more impactful. You were able to scheme some things up. Joe Witt playing Jordan McGee and using him as a blitzer and allowing his speed and athleticism to jump off of the tape. He deserves some credit for that. I think Jordan McGee, what was it, 12 snaps that he played yesterday? That was more than he had played in the first 4 weeks combined. So maybe, just maybe, we're starting to see a role get carved out for one Jordan McGee. And we'll get to him when we talk about the youngins that played really well yesterday. But I thought the pass rush from Washington yesterday was really, really impactful, man. And from a number standpoint, right, the numbers don't jump off of the page from a pressure standpoint. Dallas pressured Justin Fields 27 times yesterday. That's embarrassing. I'm looking at the pressure leaders from yesterday. Who got the most quarterback pressures? It was the Dallas Cowboys. They pressured Justin Fields 27 times. Washington for the weekend came in with the fourth most pressures. They pressured Justin Herbert the fourth most out of any defense in week number five. So I think they get a ton of credit for that. Some individual efforts on the defensive line, though, really stood out to me. We talked about Jacob Martin last week. He had a half a sack. We talked about Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne. They were lethal on the interior. And Javon Kinlaw taking on double teams and then shedding the double team and then making the tackle, like, that's the stuff of an elite defensive tackle. That's the stuff of an elite defensive tackle. Washington defensively yesterday, when the pass rush got home, when they were able to impact Justin Herbert, good things happened. When they didn't get to Justin Herbert, that's when things began to unravel, I guess, for this defense. It may not feel like it, but Anthony pointed it out. L.A. converted 9 of 16 third downs yesterday. That's got to improve. That's got to get better. But when you sack a quarterback 5 times and force 2 turnovers, you can get away with giving up 9 of 16 on third down. But I think the most important thing that I learned about the defense, and I guess we should have already known this, when they're able to get pressure, the coverage can hold up. When they're not able to get pressure, the coverage doesn't hold up. It's a very simple equation here for this Commanders defense, which leads me to ask this at 301-230-0980. Was yesterday's version of the Commanders defense, is that the real version of the Commanders defense, or do you think it was just a byproduct of the matchup? 301-230-0980 is the number. I'll be honest with you, I think it was a byproduct of the matchup. I think when they go up against teams that are lacking up front along the offensive line, I think they will be able to dominate defensively. When they go up against a group that does not allow the front four to wreck the game, they will get exposed in the secondary. And that is what happened yesterday. When Justin Herbert, I'll even pull up the numbers because the splits are very damning. Justin Herbert, when he was pressured versus when he was not pressured yesterday, was two different quarterbacks, point blank. So that is the thing for me moving forward. Can this defensive front continue to wreak havoc and dominate? How confident are you that this D-line can continue to wreak havoc and create chaos plays? Because I think they can do it against certain groups. I think others, it'll be more of a struggle. Chicago next weekend against the Bears. That's not a game I don't think they'll be able to dominate up front going up against the dudes that they have on the interior of their offensive line. Right? Joe Tooney, Drew Dolman, Jonah Jackson. It's a good interior three. And I'm not trying to, like, rain on the parade. And I know it's Monday, so maybe I shouldn't bring up anything that's even hinting at being negative. But the performance of the Commanders defense yesterday, I expected it, and it's what we talked about all week. I even think I went as far as to say they better dominate or else. And there's no real or else, because what the hell am I going to do? But, like, that to me is the conversation right now with the Commanders defense. I think they are a group that will be able to dominate up front against weakened offensive lines, and when they're able to do that, the secondary will look good. But I think more weeks than not, they're not going to be able to dominate up front, and it's going to expose this secondary. Where do you stand on the Washington Commanders defense after yesterday's performance? 301-230-0980 is the number. Rodney is in Orlando wanting to check in. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Taking my call,
bro. How you doing? Appreciate you waiting for us.
Of course, bro. A couple things that I noticed this whole weekend of football. You going into week six, no undefeated team. So kind of tells me season's going to be long and hard.
Well, there's one undefeated team. Buffalo.
No, there's none.
Buffalo.
Buffalo lost last night to New England, bro.
I'm tripping. That was crazy to say. You're right.
No, you're good. You're good. So you figure, it's going to be a tough, long road. And I think basically now the identity of this football team has been discovered in week six. You know who you are now. Offensively, run the ball. You know, you got a three-headed monster plus Jaden. You can use Debo in that running game. You know, if we start the game throwing the ball again, I'm going to lose my mind. And I think on the defensive side of the ball, you saw that with the pressure and sending the blitz and things like that. And I assumed that the turnovers would come eventually. And that's going to give us more possessions. That's going to help us out tremendously as well. So I think right now we know who we are, the football team. And like you say, if you got to be the bully in the playground, be the bully in the playground. You know, run it until they stop it. And last thing I want to say is the Miami Hurricanes, they're the best team in college football. Got to see, brother.
Appreciate you, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. That's a fair take. I think with the defense, I felt like this last year too with the defense. Like when they were able to dominate up front, they'll win. And I guess that's just football in 2025. That's football in the 1980s. That's football in the early 2000s. The game hasn't changed. When you're able to control the line of scrimmage, when you're able to beat people up front, you will be able to have success. The question is this, though, at 301-230-0980. The Washington Commanders shut out the Chargers for three consecutive quarters. Three consecutive quarters yesterday. They were able to force two turnovers. They sacked Justin Herbert five times. They held this Chargers passing offense to under 200 yards. What are your takeaways from yesterday on the defense? Is what they did yesterday sustainable, or do you think it is the byproduct of going up against a wounded offense in the LA Chargers? Your calls on that next. 301-230-0980 is the number. Taking your calls on your thoughts on this Washington Commanders defense, a group that was pretty dominant yesterday, shutting out the LA Chargers for three consecutive quarters. They were able to sack Justin Herbert five times. They were able to pick him off once. They forced the fumble. This defense really was the catalyst to yesterday's victory. They came out a little bit sloppy, giving up the big play to Keenan Allen on the 29-yarder, giving up the 41-yard scramble to Justin Herbert, but they bent, but they did not break throughout the course of this football game. They came up big in some really, really huge spots, and I think they deserve a ton of credit for what happened yesterday. My question is this, at 301-230-0980, what can you take away from Washington's defensive effort yesterday? Can you put a bunch of stock into how they performed yesterday, or was it the byproduct of playing a lesser opponent? 301-230-0980 is the number. Calvin wants to chime in. What's up, Calvin?
Hello.
What's going on, Calvin? Yep, got you, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, I know we're talking defense. I want to say something about the offense, but on defense, just to chime in on that.
Yeah.
Man.
Thank you.
I think Deron Payne has been playing lights out the whole, even in our losses. I think the defense starts and ends with Deron Payne. He like everything flows off of him. That's what I wanted to say about defense. But what I really, my real comment was about the offense. And I think like Cliff Kingsbury, when he had Mariota back there, it's like, he'll call plays and he expects that maybe Mariota will pull it off. But when he has Jaden in there, he knows that the play he called is a good chance that that's going to happen. It's like you could see he was more easy, like more flowing with his play calling when Jaden was back there opposed to Mariota.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. We appreciate the call, Calvin. when it comes to, he mentioned something that I got totally disagree with. I think the defense does go as Deron Payne goes. I think the defense goes as Payne goes. I think the defense goes as Kinlaw goes. In their losses, though, Deron Payne's been horrible. Against the Packers, Deron Payne sucked. Last week in Atlanta, Deron Payne was hot garbage. So, while I agree, Calvin, what you said, I don't know if he has been the same guy in the losses. And that, like, makes the conversation flow further here. Because it bothers me, I guess is what I would say. Why is it that you only show up against the poor offensive lines? That's the one thing that has frustrated me with this defensive front to start the year. In the two losses that you've had, you have gotten totally manhandled up front. And it's not just about running the football. It's getting no pass rush as well. Yesterday, I thought they did a good job getting pressure from the interior. And then I thought the edge rushers did a good job maintaining their rush lane discipline, their rush lane integrity. You know who didn't do that yesterday at times when Justin Herbert was able to scramble? The defensive tackles. A couple of different plays where Kinlaw and Payne got way too far upfield. And it allowed Justin Herbert to be able to sneak out of the back door. That's the one complaint I would have about Washington's defense from yesterday. That and then the missed tackles in the first quarter. Outside of that, I thought it was a really good defensive effort. You didn't hear Marshawn Lattimore's name called much. I think he gave up just one catch on the afternoon.
Yep, for 6 yards.
But to Ant's point, Joe Witt and his ability to scheme up the pressures, I thought was huge. The other piece, and we're going to get into the youngins coming up here. The other piece is the fact that certain guys are better blitzing from certain areas, right? Like Bobby Wagner is an A-gap blitzer. Jordan McGee, I think, is an A-gap blitzer. Frankie Louvu, for that matter, is an A-gap blitzer. What I think you saw yesterday was guys rushing from the spots that they were best at rushing from, which is great. My question is, does that continue Sunday or Monday night, rather, against the Bears? Is this defensive line a group of front runners, or are they going to be badass no matter who the opponent is? That is my frustration. That is my question that I have right now with this defense. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to AP. What's the time? What's up, AP?
Hey, what up, man? How you doing?
I'm tremendous.
Yeah, right. Victory Monday.
Victory Monday, but, feeling great.
I know you got. Yeah, man. Definitely feels a lot better with a win. But I know you got a lot of callers, so I'm gonna be quick. I feel like, you know, this was definitely a byproduct of the lesser opponent. I mean, you know, they had a lot of injuries, and you know, they were dealing with their issues, you know, just like we were. However, you know, that's why they say next man up, and that's why you build the best 53 you can build, because, you know, injuries are a part of the game and they're going to happen. So it's like, yeah, we can say our team dominated due to the fact that they played against a lesser opponent. However, it's like, you know, you played a man that's in front of you, and this is who they thought was the best 53 to make up their roster, just like we thought we had the individuals we had to make up our 53. However, I still feel like we got gassed, and, you know, Herbert going for the runs he did, then obviously we made our adjustments to, you know, keep him contained.
Yeah.
But, you know, all in all, I definitely give the performance a B+. And I'll just jump back real quick because I know you got a lot of callers in there. Speaking to the Kobe Bryant thing, obviously, you know, I guess you could say I'm an unk now, you know.
So you're an OG.
I grew up with Jordan and Kobe. But, you know, though Kobe had that arrogance about him, and, you know, it definitely showed on the court, it transitioned as far as that having that killer instinct, that Mamba mentality. But I will say that, you know, even though Kobe was probably not liked by most, his, you know, it was definitely understood as to why, you know, he was the way he was. And, it translated onto the court. And I think in his later years, especially post his playing career, he definitely became a lot more humble and a lot more likable as a person, especially once, you know, his daughters got into the game of basketball and they became more active. So I do feel like Kobe definitely changed over time, especially life after the court.
For sure, and I think I'm glad that you're able to come on here and defend Kobe because who was that? Was that
yeah? And I mean,
the person who called earlier and had terrible things to say about our guy Kobe Bryant. Appreciate you as always, AP. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, I want to give some major love to some youngins that played above their pay grade yesterday in the big win against the Chargers. That's next on the Team 980.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on the Burgundy and Gold today, youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. We were taking some calls on the defense. Do you think that Washington's performance yesterday defensively, is that something that we can expect moving forward, or was it just a byproduct of playing a wounded Chargers team? Quentin wants to chime in. What's up, Quentin?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Appreciate you.
Man, life's amazing. This is my first time ever calling in on a radio show. And one of the things I want to say to you guys, man, our fan base, man, I've been doing this since I was born. We go up and down based on our wins and our losses. And we never really take a look at the team in an equal or balanced way. And the reason why I say that, right, we know that we've been dealing with injuries throughout the course of the season, and we assess ourselves as if we're playing with a full, strong team. Before the Chargers lost to the Giants, they were considered one of the best teams in the league, where they had a four-runner quarterback in Justin Herbert as the MVP of the league. But now we're questioning, did we play a good team based on them having injuries? No one gives the Commanders any excuses when we've lost to an Atlanta Falcons team without our starting quarterback,
very true.
Nor our number one receiver, but we give a lot of credence to other teams when they go down with injuries. I'm just saying, man, yesterday's victory was a testament not only to what I believe the media and the fans were saying, the message got through to Joe Witt, where, hey, we need pass rush. We need a little bit more when the front four isn't getting there. A caller said something else before I jumped on the line.
Mm-hmm.
De'Ron Payne been balling, bro. I gotta disagree with you on that. And I think
No. He's been balling to your point, but in the two losses that Washington has had, De'Ron Payne's been hot garbage. Both can be true.
I can't go with that. Like, even in the Atlanta Falcons great game, right? He was probably the only defensive lineman that flashed or did something on the game, right? Outside of that, I'm with you. We struggled mightily against Green Bay and as well as Atlanta, but I think he played a decent game in both of those games. I don't want to take up all the time.
Now, go ahead, man. I appreciate you as always, brother. 301-230-0980. I will agree or disagree on the De'Ron Payne thing. We can go back and watch it together. When they've lost, he's not been good, point blank. As a pass rusher, as a run defender, against Atlanta, I mean, the amount of missed tackles that De'Ron Payne had was my problem. The amount of times he was double-teamed and thrown out of the club was my problem. The lack of impact as a pass rusher was my problem. I want to get to showing some love to a couple of guys, man. I think yesterday evening, was the first time that I felt super comfortable, super confident in the 2024 draft class. Yesterday was the best game that the 2024 draft class has had as a whole since they've been here, right? Want to start with Jazon Newton, Washington's second highest graded defender yesterday. Had four tackles, had a sack, had three hurries, and then the deflection that he had on the goal line that led to the Mikey Samristo interception. That is a game-changing play. That is the first time in Jazon Newton's career that he has made a game-changing play. He deserves a ton of credit for it. Right? Jordan McGee yesterday played just 12 snaps, but was super-duper impactful in those 12 snaps. He had the TFL on the goal line. He ended up not getting the sack. I forgot who ended up making the play, but Jordan McGee shot out of a cannon on a blitz as a backer, getting Herbert to step up and move off of the spot, and then boom, he walks into the lap of someone else. Luke McCaffrey, the 50-yard reception that he had yesterday, was huge and really helped kickstart this Washington Commanders offense. The way he has been used as a return guy has been awesome. He's been super impactful in that space of the game. As a run blocker, he's been impactful. As a gunner on punt, as a blocker on punt return, as a guy on kickoff. I mean, Luke McCaffrey, and you can say I'm waffling, you can say I'm flip-flopping, I'm updating the file based off of new information. I would be a damn fool to watch someone just continue to perform and make play after play after play just to say, I got to see more to preserve the life of a take. I'm not that host. I'm going to tell it how a T.I. is. That's what I do. Luke McCaffrey's balling right now. Anybody that's got a problem with me saying it, kiss my ass. He's balling right now. Argue with somebody you love, not me. And the thing that is most impressive about Luke McCaffrey to me is what I just alluded to. He's doing it on offense, and he's doing it on special teams. He had one catch yesterday, but it feels like he had 10. When you think about the different times throughout the broadcast where you're like, there's Luke again. Whether it's him covering a punt, whether it's him covering a kick, whether it's him making a key block on a run play. Luke McCaffrey starting to figure this thing out. I don't know how good of a wide receiver he's going to ultimately turn out into, right? I don't know what type of wide receiver he's going to ultimately be in this league. But I will say this. When Noah Brown comes back, if Noah Brown comes back, he should not eat into Luke McCaffrey's snaps. And Dan Quinn spoke about it earlier today, about the lack of offensive snaps for Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey. I'm done with Chris Moore. I've seen enough. Luke McCaffrey has earned the right to be this team's wide receiver three moving forward. Over Jalen Lane, over Noah Brown, his impact on the game. And it's not just about the touchdowns and the big plays. It's the ancillary pieces of playing the wide receiver spot that I'm liking with him right now. The blocking, so on and so forth. The effort. He is a commander. He's a guy that's going to give you everything he has. He may not be the biggest. He may not be the fastest. He may not be the strongest. But you know you're going to get Luke McCaffrey's best effort week in and week out. Talking about this 2024 draft class, a group that really balled out yesterday. Luke McCaffrey, to me, very much right at the top of that list. Here's Dan Quinn earlier today on the growth of Commander's second-year wideout, Luke McCaffrey.
Well, I'd say some of it's a little bit different of how we feature them. Their roles on special teams as well, you know, make an impact. Both of them are our starting returners. So we won't use them on every snap, Ben, but we're going to certainly try to feature them as best we can. But yeah, I wouldn't look into it too far of, you know, think of it in totality, you know, like the whole game of how we feature the guys. And that's how we'll go about it. But we're certainly pleased with their development and how they're playing. So I thought the 3rd and 16 catch for Jalen and the, you know, the long pass that went to Luke was a big one. But there were a number of plays for both of them that also showed up, maybe not on the stat sheet, the block by Luke and some other ones, you know, in terms of how we would go attack. You feel Jalen's speed, whether he's at slot, whether he's returning. So, you know, we're going to continue to try to put them in their spaces where they can do their thing.
That is Dan Quinn talking about Luke McCaffrey, a guy that needs to be on the field more. Luke McCaffrey needs to play more. I don't know what the snap count was yesterday offensively, and I was just looking at the defensive grades. We were talking grades a moment ago. Luke McCaffrey yesterday graded out as a 78.8. It was Washington's third highest guy. He played 23 offensive snaps. Got to be more. Got to be more. I need to see more of Luke McCaffrey. And I think for a couple of different reasons. One, I am all for rewarding a guy with more opportunity when his number is called. And that's what's happening right now with Luke McCaffrey. His ability to get vertical yesterday was awesome. That was a really good throw from Jaden. Better catch to me from Luke McCaffrey. That's a tough, tough, tough ball to track, especially when you consider how high it was, especially when you consider the portion of the field that it was in. And then you're playing in a translucent stadium where the sunshine is beaming in. That's a hell of a catch by Luke McCaffrey. I need to see more of him. He embodies what it means right now to be a Washington Commander. Just a badass. Doing it in all phases of the game. Offense, special teams. This should tell you all how important he is to the football team. He's on every special teams unit outside of field goal. He's on punt. He's on punt return. He's on kickoff return. He's on kickoff. Luke McCaffrey's a go-getter. I don't know, and I'm going to continue to harp on this. I don't know how good of a wide receiver he's going to ultimately turn into. But I do know this. He's a football player, and he belongs in the National Football League, point blank. And I'll even take it a step further. Like, he got 23 snaps offensively yesterday. He should be getting as many snaps. Deebo Samuel played 46 total snaps. Yesterday offensively is what it's, yeah, that's what it's saying. Luke McCaffrey, if Debo's getting 46, Luke should be getting 36. Shouldn't be some major drop-off right now, especially with Terry out and with Noah out. He is clearly your second-best wide receiver right now. Use him. Straight up, got to use him. 301-230-0980 is the number. This should be good. Athens in Annapolis wants to chime in. My good friend, how are you?
Yeah, you said that sarcastically, but I know you love me deep down.
I was not saying it sarcastically. That's crazy. What's up, pal?
Hey, listen, you don't ever apologize for who your opponent is. That they had their best receiving core out there. We were missing all of our receiving core. I know they were missing their offensive line, and our defensive line probably looked better than they really should have been. But at the end of the day, it's next man up mentality. You hear it all the time from Doc. And this was the chance for the McGees and some of the other guys to go out there and show what they have, because you know, defense couldn't get much worse than it was against Atlanta. Now, do I think they have a lot of improvements to make still? Yeah, there was still a lot of wide open, well, I wouldn't say wide open, but you know, the defenders were there, but still a lot of plays they were making on us. But at the end of the day, they bent, but they didn't break. And I'll take it, because you still went on the road, even though it was a home game for us with all the Redskins fans out there. And your girl Juju was doing handshakes like with her boy after the game. But still, it was awesome. Found a way to win.
Well, look, they found a way to win. I think they showed what they showed yesterday should be a formula and a recipe that they should be able to repeat week in and week out, because it's just about whipping ass up front. Point blank. Appreciate you, always.
I got one question for you before you go. Do you have different handshakes for all the women from Howard, your Howard honeys?
Athens, say goodbye. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's get Jonesy in before we reach the final hour of power. Jonesy, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, nephew? Check this out, man. I don't know what Luke McCaffrey is, but I do know one thing. He is dependable. Whenever, like you just said, whenever you put him on the field, whether it's a punt returner or receiver, the dude does nothing but come through. You know what I'm saying? And he got hands crazy like that glue, because he don't drop too many. As for the other guy that you mentioned earlier, Moore, who should have had a touchdown inside the end zone, pissed me off. But it's all good, because we still won the game. But as far as the defense, because I'm flipping over.
Yeah.
What we have to do on that defense is, like you said, they got to bring it that consistently week in and week out. And this one is going to be special because it's Monday night coming up on with the Bears. We're going to need the defense to get after this dude, Caleb Williams, you know what I'm saying, because he's coming off cocky along with his coach. He's a reflection of that coach, if you ask me. Mr. Ben Johnson, who trained, I couldn't go work for those basketball guys. Well, this football side of these guys is coming up in there to put, like you just say, belt the ass and take this game. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want. And my thing is, we come out with that W, the defense get better and better. I'm with you also on Payne. He showed up 50% of the time, but not the whole 100%.
Spot on.
Get better, just like our boy Southie Sean. He's just that in the Hot Wheel track. I love it, man. We'll get that W. We'll get that W, man. And keep doing what you're doing, boy, because you're the best thing going right now.
Appreciate you as always, Jonesy. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Recapping Washington's big-time win over the L.A. Chargers. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live each and every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Line them on the phones at 301-230-0980. 6 o'clock, final hour of power coming right at you. Monday Night Football gets underway in about 2 hours to wrap up week number 5. When we come back, let's give out some game balls. Your top performers from yesterday's Commanders' victory over the Chargers. That's next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.